House GOP campaign arm announces initial $52 million fall ad reservation. By Jacob Bliss on June 8, 2022. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, the House GOP-aligned campaign arm, announced Wednesday it would be spending $52.3 million on ad reservations in its effort to retake the majority in the lower chamber. With the midterm election just months away, the Republican-aligned campaign arm has now committed to spending over half of its available $95 million cash on hand on its initial ad buy for the fall. The ad buy will cover 28 television markets across the country and is more than double the $23 million the NRCC initially placed in the 2020 cycle. The committee said they would make additional reservations as the election cycle develops. The NRCC chairman Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, said that the investment is a warning shot to every vulnerable Democrat who decided they wanted to lose re-election instead of retire. For most of the cycle, the committee has been saying lose or retire when talking about vulnerable members. We are going to relentlessly remind Americans they are worse off than a year and a half ago because Democrats' policies have created sky-high inflation, soaring violent crime and a crisis along our southern border, Emmer added. This fall voters are going to restore a Republican majority in the House and bring competent leadership back to Washington. The NRCC's first round of ad reservations are as follows. $2.595 million in the Phoenix media market, which covers part of Arizona's 2nd and 4th congressional districts. $1.26 million in the Tucson media market, which covers part of Arizona's 6th congressional district. $2.1 million in the Fresno media market, which covers part of California's 22nd and 13th congressional districts. $2.7 million in the Bakersfield media market, which covers part of California's 22nd congressional district. $2.2 million in the Los Angeles media market, which covers part of California's 27th, 40th, 45th, 46th, and 49th congressional districts. $1.04 million in the Des Moines media market, which covers part of Iowa's 3rd congressional district. $1.14 million in the Bangor media market, which covers part of Maine's 2nd congressional district. $2 million in the Portland media market, which covers part of Maine's 2nd congressional district. $480,000 in the Presque Isle media market, which covers part of Maine's 2nd congressional district. $2.83 million in the Lansing media market, which covers part of Michigan's 7th congressional district. $3.58 million in the Detroit media market, which covers part of Michigan's 7th and 10th congressional districts. $875,000 in the Flint media market, which covers part of Michigan's 8th congressional district. $2.61 million in the Minneapolis media market, which covers part of Minnesota's 2nd congressional district. $2.17 million in the Raleigh media market, which covers part of North Carolina's 13th congressional district. $1.625 million in the Omaha media market, which covers part of Nebraska's 2nd congressional district. $3.48 million in the Boston media market, which covers part of New Hampshire's 1st and 2nd congressional districts. $3.3 million in the Philadelphia media market, which covers part of Pennsylvania's 7th and New Jersey's 2nd congressional districts. $1.25 million in the NYC cable media market, which covers part of New Jersey's 7th congressional district. $1.1 million in the Albuquerque media market, which covers part of New Mexico's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd congressional districts. $720,000 in the El Paso media market, which covers part of New Mexico's 2nd congressional district. $1.35 million in the Cincinnati media market, which covers part of Ohio's 1st congressional district. $960,000 in the Toledo media market, which covers part of Ohio's 9th congressional district. $2.75 million in the Wilkes-Barre media market, which covers part of Pennsylvania's 8th congressional district. $2.96 million in the Pittsburgh media market, which covers part of Pennsylvania's 17th congressional district. $2.251 million in the Harlingen media market, which covers part of Texas's 15th, 28th, and 34th congressional districts. $687,600 in the San Antonio media market, which covers part of Texas's 15th and 28th congressional districts. $990,000 in the La Crosse media market, which covers part of Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. $1.17 million in the Wausau media market, which covers part of Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. The NRCC has gone after vulnerable lawmakers, hoping that they would either retire or be weak enough for a Republican to flip the districts. After striving to win back the House in 2020, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. To win the majority requires a net gain of only 5 Republican seats in November, and a lot is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Losing either one could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have a more challenging time passing their partisan agenda items before the next presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.